Nearly three dozen deaths in just one county. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The sheriff in Lee County, Florida, confirms that at least 35 people died as a result of Hurricane Ian, and that number could grow. Fort Myers is in Lee County, and Mayor Kevin Anderson tells Fox News a long recovery is underway.
We will get the infrastructure up and running in a relatively short period of time, but the rebuilding will take years.
Sanibel Island is still not accessible by car. Boats and helicopters are being used. They're cleaning up and drying out in South Carolina, where Ian regained strength and made landfall again as a hurricane yesterday. Fox's Nate Foy is in Myrtle Beach.
There's a nearby amusement park that was flooded out with these rushing waters. A little bit over four and a half feet of storm surge in this area, a popular part of Myrtle Beach, where crews are now working to restore some bit of normalcy.
Power is still out to tens of thousands in South Carolina. The world was watching as Russian leader Vladimir Putin announced the annexation of four territories in Ukraine. He signed a series of treaties yesterday that the West has condemned.
At a ceremony earlier in the day, Putin signed decrees with the self-proclaimed leaders of the Ukrainian territory. He also used the event to make threats blaming the West for the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline leaks, adding that America set a precedent for nuclear weapons use.
Fox's Trey Yingst. As for the pipelines, Danish officials say Nord Stream 2 appears to have stopped leaking gas. A Palestinian teenager was shot and killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank today after they say he attempted to throw a firebomb at them. The shooting happened in a village outside Jerusalem. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There was panic last night at a pair of high school football games after shots rang out. In Oklahoma, a teenager was killed and another was hurt after gunfire erupted during a homecoming game at McLean High School in Tulsa. No one's been arrested. No arrests in New York either.
2,000 people were leaving the game at Newburgh High School when police say an argument broke out in the parking lot and shots were fired. Police say officers heard five shots ring out and rushed over to find the three victims all suffering non-life-threatening injuries. A massive police response followed.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Police say it's unknown if the victims were involved in the argument or were innocent bystanders. Blue skies have returned to Florida after a deadly and destructive brush with Hurricane Ian.
Weather is going to cooperate for about the next 5 to 6 days. Tons of sunshine, daytime highs into the mid-80s, overnight lows into the 60s, humidity's really dropped. So those are all good things that you want.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, rain from the storm will linger up and down the East Coast for the next day or so. Summer is over, but the bugs are still biting, specifically one species of mosquito.
Southern California has been dealing with an uptick of the 80s mosquito. This particular insect originates from tropical climates and has actually been in California for a decade. A recent report from CBS News says it has migrated to the southern part of the state and is more aggressive than your run-of-the-mill mosquito. These little guys don't need much water to survive, hang out in shady places, and bites during the day. Instead of just one bite to feed off human blood, the 80s bite rapidly, multiple times. They aren't great at flying, though, which means they're typically closer to the ground, meaning they're often feasting on human ankles. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.